Hello, everyone. Brooklyn Woman Empowerment Group, aka Grandma Elsie, back here. And the topic of this is relationships. Now, for all you ladies who are not in a relationship yet, and those that are in a relationship. Now, if you don't have a husband or a partner, don't stress out. Don't fall for anybody and anything. Don't fall for Satan lies. Because there's a lot of liars out there, but there are also true men and women out there. Now, you may say, well, I haven't came across no real faithful man yet, and blah, 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 or a woman that's like the woman that I'm looking for, so blah, blah. First off, yes, it's hard to find out who's a good man and who's a good woman. This is why you don't settle for the first person that you first start dating. If God didn't tell you anything, dating do not mean getting in the bed. Dating mean going out, eating, talking to that person, you know, just hanging out basically with that person or people. Some people say, oh, you shouldn't date 3 and 4 people. You should date one person at a time. No. Sometimes, you know, we have to date other people. Just, we can't just date one. Now, I'm talking from experience. If I would have like dated, probably a little things would have been better. But anyway, I am divorced and I'm happy because, you know, what happened is when we're growing up, our parent, our mother specifically says, oh, you can't date too many men or they'll call you a whore. Well, I'm not giving no one a title and a name, but dating, when they say dating, dating do not mean going in the bed and some guys buy you a dinner and think that, well, I'm gonna get her in bed. You have to show a man that you're not that type of woman. I'm not gonna go to bed with you just because you bought me a plate of food or bought me a soda or a cake, because I have seen that in the young women also, the young girls. A guy buy them a soda, they go crazy. A guy buy them a burger, take them to Mickey D's, they go crazy. Do not give up your body for something that is not going to stay in you forever. Because when you eat that food, it's going to come back out. But that guy that put his thing in you, his spirit is attached to you. Yes, people. When you have sex with everybody, there is a spiritual soul tie. And if you can see that soul tie, it is so ugly. This is why I tell women, and you know, men think because they are men, I'm a man, you know, stuff like that. You, hold on. Okay, we are back. You cannot go to bed with everybody, anybody, because you're picking up those people's spirits. And if you could look in the spirit realm, you would see that, oh my gosh, it is so ugly. This is why you don't go to bed with everybody. Like I said, if you're dating, let the other person know you're dating other people. And you're going to have somebody that's in the bunch, or a couple of them going to try to like act like they're the one for you. They're going to try to do everything for you. Anything you ask, they're going to do for you. But as soon as they get you, they turn to the biggest monster in the world. This is why no matter what, don't let people do too much for you when you are not in a relationship with them. And sometimes God tells you who your husband or wife going to be. But for women, do not go and approach a man. I know some women approach men and it came out okay because some guys is shy. But the way I see it, a man should never be shy if he wants that woman. Then you have to be careful what type of woman you are getting, guys, because y'all fall in love with women that you got off the pole, you picked up, now they mess with somebody else, you mad, they took you to the cleaners, took all your money. There's no need to be angry with them. Be angry with yourself. Because I can assure you had a good woman in the bunch that was there for you. And probably just because the woman that you chose that was on the pole cleaned up the house, washed the clothes, and did stuff like that. And you consider that's the woman for you, but that's not the woman for you, if you know what I'm talking about. Now, you gave up the woman that you said, oh, she don't like to clean up, she don't like to do dishes, you know, stuff like that. But if she a good woman, you can sit down and tell her. So, hello, everyone. I'm back. Anyway, I took a short break there for a minute. Like I said, sometimes God tells the man which woman is going to be his wife. I don't see nowhere in the Bible where it says a woman that finds a good man and blah, blah, blah. It's the other way around. A man that finds a good wife. Okay? That's in the Bible, not the other way around. So people be trying to change the Bible up, but you cannot never change up that word. Ever. So take time. And before you even get in a relationship, people should take time to know who they are themselves. Know what they want. Know what they don't want. You know, people just meet today, jump in the bed. This is why there's a lot of diseases out there. Because people think, you know, people play with their own body and their own life. Don't play with your life. You only have one. You know, one life. We're not cats. They said cats have 9 lives, which I still don't believe from today. Take time to know what you want, what you don't want, what you like, what you don't like. Now, if you in a relationship, you want someone, if you're in ministry, you want someone that's gonna help you grow. You and them grow in ministry together. You know, work on a ministry together. It's not about like some pastors I knew and seen, they in ministry and they are counseling women without their wives there. You cannot be counseling, ministering to anyone if your other side is not there beside you. You should never ever do that. That's temptation. This is why a lot of marriages, Christian marriages also, and then divorce because of adultery. You don't want adultery to fall into your lap. Because Satan try to throw everything your way when you marry to destroy it. Because God loves marriages. When you marry and you and that person becomes one and you and that person work together, you know, you're going to butt heads sometime. It's not going to be perfect all the time. But don't. And then again, if you're in a relationship, if you date it and you find out that person kind of negative and like, oh, that ain't going to work the way you doing it. Do it my way. Run. Run as fast as you can because you know nothing you do is going to work out with a person like that. You and that person should be working together. If something not right, both of you should sit down and say, okay, honey, let's do it this way. And both of you say, okay, honey, let's do it that way. Let's try it your way. If it don't work, we do it my way. That's how it should be. People don't know what relationships are anymore. This is why people ask me, oh, I'm a grandmother. Yes, so what? They ask me, Oh, don't you ever get lonely? Don't you want to be married again? I says, yes, I want to be married again, but I don't want to marry anybody and anything that just causes want to marry me. And sometime, not all the time, come too busy to get lonely because God keeps me going. The Lord gave me grandchildren and a niece that's two that I take care of. So I don't have time to be lonely every day. Every now and then, yes, anybody gets lonely, but you can be lonely when you're with people also. Okay, that's the trick of the enemy. So I told them, I said, when God sends me the husband that he know is that's fit for me, and me and that husband go agree in the spirit, because before you get married, your husband is you and that person you seen, and they know you, they wife, and God letting you know sometime that that's your husband. In the spirit, you have to like have agreement in the spirit before you can agree in the flesh. So I told him, yes, I would like to be married again. Hey, I'm 56 and I'm not in a rush. You know, when God gives me that person, he will give them to me. He will let me and that person meet. And we will know that we're for each other. It's not going to be like he don't know I'm for him, but I know he for me. It don't work like that. This is why another reason why some marriages and relationships end. Because the woman is the one, the aggressor. The man should be. If a man don't approach me, that means he's really not interested in me. So this is all Grandma Elsie have to say. This is Brooklyn Woman Empowerment Group. Have a good day and happy Mother's Day and toodaloo.